Please hold while I try to locate the person you're calling.
Good morning, Sunshine State.
Good morning, Canada. How are you?
Wow, I am resetting my system. I was just listening to His Royal Mess, Chuck Windsor. You know him?
No.
Prince Charles? I call him Chuck Windsor.
Oh. Why on earth are you listening to him?
Well, I was just listening to the No Agenda podcast with Adam Curry and John C. Dvorak, and they reminded me that the World Economic Forum has a podcast, and since I'm a podcaster and I love podcasts, I downloaded it, and I'm listening to Edition 1, which I think I've watched on video already, but they put it in audio. The thing I like about audio is you're not distracted by video, so you can really concentrate on the words.
Yeah, I like audio, too. Absolutely.
So you can really concentrate, because, you know, when I watch your video, I'm always distracted by your handsome looks, and I'm just looking at your eyes and your hands, and I don't even know what you're saying half the time because of your beautiful set that you created.
I usually have that effect on middle-aged males. You know, I don't know what it is, Ab. It's, you know, maybe
I don't know. I think you should just put a picture of your, comes right through the wires. I think you should just put a picture of your high school football photo. That's even better. Just put that up on, behind you there on the Masonic wall you've got going. That makes Dave J go crazy.
Good. That is good. Yeah.
But Chucky W is just talking about the new green-blue future. And they were just trying to figure out why would he say it's a... We know they want green energy, but what is green-blue? And all they could think about is green-blue algae, which, of course, is toxic.
Can I guess?
Yeah. I don't know. They couldn't figure it out either. Who knows what the hell Chucky does? I think Chuck read his lines wrong.
I think it's
supposed to be green new, but he said green blue.
It could be blue. You know why? Because the World Economic, the newsletter I got, I need to go back to it, but the newsletter I got, they were talking about the, that the Green Deal is only a small part of the master agenda because the greatest amount of CO, it's all fucked up, but it's basically they're talking about the sea mass, the oceans of the world, that there has to be something related to saving those. And so that now enters into it to where they can create a Ponzi scheme around that. It's just another land grab by the demons.
I thought maybe they wanted to move us all to Atlantis. I've been dying to go to Atlantis, but I don't know where it is.
Man,
I
would go there, but I'm not going to take Royal Caribbean to go there after my experience with them of not getting my money back. You know what's funny?
They want these companies to close. It's obvious. They want them to close. They don't want anyone tooting around on a ship, eating, drinking, being happy, gambling. They don't want any of that. They want those ships gone. That's obvious to me.
Well, you know what? They have canceled all of the cruises through October 31st. So our cruise, lucky us, is Thanksgiving. So it is the month of November. What we are hoping for and crossing our fingers is that they extend the cancellations maybe through the end of the year or whatever. At that point, we can get our money back. But if they do not cancel, they will not give us a refund. They said that the maximum refund that they would give, believe it or not, is 25%. And we could get some store credits for a future voyage. And I'm like,
right. What about travel insurance? Did you have that?
You know what? Here's a little PSA. We experienced going through the travel insurance when all of this started. We always buy travel insurance, but they make it so impossible for you to cash in on that, that it is now, I know, I mean, I should do a show on it sometime. It is an absolute fraud. The travel insurance is just an absolute fraud. There is no such thing.
So is most insurance, because they're just trying to make money. I've never had optional health insurance for medical, dental, or optical, or drugs. Luckily, none of us are on drugs, but I did the math, and it would have cost my family $5,000 a year. And over 10 years, I haven't paid any of that, and that's $50,000.
Wow.
So I paid for everything out of my pocket, dental, and I always tell the dentist, listen, I don't have insurance, so can you give me 20% off or something, because this is out of my pocket. And sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. And then I just switch dentists. But, yeah, it's insurance. Why do we need middlemen for everything? Because they don't do anything for us. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, it's just part of the Ponzi. It's an incremental Ponzi.
Yes, middlemen are just parasites, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, they facilitate a service, Ab.
I know.
There's a lot of ways you can spin that. I have to share something that just came to me before you called. And it is a mindset that I have right now. And the mindset is this. I feel like I am coming down with something. I feel like I'm, you know that feeling before you get sick, how you're just like not feeling right and you're like, oh,
okay,
here comes something. So it used to be, I used to think about this and think about, man, what did I catch? You know,
right.
When did I get sick? And I tell you what, Ab, now my mind, where it goes is, what kind of shit have I been eating? I mean, I haven't changed my routine other than the fact I'm eating more shit lately. It's just,
you were making a run to Drunken Donuts. I thought, what good food is a Drunken Donut? There's nothing there.
No, I don't eat that. It just happens to me. My wife, she's gained a half a pound our whole marriage, so she's just fine. She has this thing called discipline to where she can just eat one.
Yeah, but it's not just the calories. It's what's in it.
No, understand.
I'm sure she's,
I understand. But, you know, don't take that little joy away from her. So anyway, but in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, you know what? Been eating a good bit of pizza. Last night I stopped by, got some gas, got a Snicker bar. And I'm like, okay, you're putting shit in your body. This is your body that is trying to detox. So don't fear this process. Don't think about, oh, shit, I'm getting sick. Just root on your body like, okay, do what you do, man. I'm in. Let's do. How can I help? Let me. And mentally, it just makes me think about it differently. And it's crazy. Once I pivoted on that, I'm like, I don't feel as shitty as I was thinking I did. You know, I might just get through this without anything. I don't know. It's just a mindset.
Yeah. What are you going to give your body to help it? Are you just going to let it try and do its thing without any help? Are you going to take some nutritious food this morning? Are you going to drink some super clean reverse osmosis water? Are you going to do a little exercise to just try and get things, the cells burning a little faster to expedite their job? What will Todd do today?
That's a very, very good question. And I'm glad you asked, because that did make me think, okay, instead of my usual routine, I mean, I always exercise. So I'll get my exercise in during the day. But but I will drink a lot more water today for sure, and I won't eat any shit. So there we go.
Okay. Well, what are you going to do to get rid of the Snickers bar that you obviously already ate? You live in Florida.
Yeah.
When I think of Florida, I think of vitamin C. So what vitamin C did you take this morning?
Oh, dude, I have a regimen that I have. Vitamin C, I take zinc,
No. What natural vitamin C did you take today? Not the inert pill stuff, which I don't think does anything. Go ahead.
Oh, I think it does, but I may be wrong. But no, so I don't know. It's a good question. I don't.
You live in Florida, the land of grapefruit and oranges. You could probably go in your backyard and pick something. You're not eating an orange or a nice grapefruit?
You know what? It's basically you're dealing with the world of COVID. The world of COVID where
I just had a great
stand where I usually go to. Shut it down during COVID. It was so convenient. It had so much great fresh fruit, and they shut that shit down, and it still hasn't opened.
Can you get an orange or a grapefruit anywhere in Florida?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I can, Ab. GMO.
Because I had a
GMO approved.
Well, I know both. Yeah, I have a grapefruit every morning, and sometimes they're better than others, and that is my medicine. Let your food be thy medicine, Hippocrates, I believe said that, Greek guy, if he existed at all, I have no idea. But yeah, you should be bulking up. I'm not here to brag, but my listeners know that I have a grapefruit in the morning, I have blueberries, if I can't get them, I eat frozen blueberries, and I thaw them out usually a bit before, I have raspberries, I have banana. My wife usually makes fresh oatmeal from steel cut oats, whatever that means.
Right.
And I put on I crack my own walnuts in the morning, and I put a couple walnuts, and then I grind up some flaxseed. Flaxseed is supposed to be good. I turn that into a powder so I can digest it, and chia seeds. I just put a teaspoon of that on the cereal. I use my almond milk.
Yep.
I'm really torn on cow milk. I'm not sure what's best, but I can't eat cereal without some kind of white.
No way. Right.
Yeah. That's my power. That's my power morning.
So
and that's a lot of water, by the way. Yeah,
wait,
I want you to switch.
Ab, here's what you need to do. You need to go to createfake11.com/absbreakfast and then put your routine there. Man, I'll try it for a week. How about that? How about that for a commitment? I'll try your routine.
Well, listen, I don't know much. I just think I know. So that's what I would do.
You're a pretty wise guy.
Now, I eat a little donut here and there, and I always feel bad after I eat it. So I don't know if that's psychological or it's physical. I'm not sure.
Well,
I can't tell anymore in my own body, but I'll eat a donut here and there.
Yeah, you probably don't know this, but I'll send you a before and after. But I had gotten a couple of different injuries, and you know, just kind of let myself go. So I blossomed up to
300 pounds?
No, 252. And then I ended up going on I worked really hard. A year later, I was 216. And right now I'm about I'm about 225. So a little bit, you know, a little bit over. But
how tall are you?
I'm a little over 6 feet.
Okay, so you should be 180, I think. 175.
That would be really skinny. I have dense muscles.
Yeah, but did you see look at pictures of people in the 40s and 50s. We haven't changed, the last thing I know, we haven't changed species. Go look at those people in the pictures. They look like rakes.
Yeah.
Sticks.
That's true.
You don't see those people walking around. Where did they go?
They're at the gym, some of them.
Did they have dense muscles or whatever you're saying you have that you couldn't get to that? Like, I'm flabby too. I'm not great, but I wish I looked like the guy in the 50s because whatever he was eating, I think it was toxin. That's my problem. Did you see the post I put on fakeologist.com?
I love you.
Yeah.
I love you so much, Ab. But I never read fakeologist.com because I just don't. I don't read.
That's why I should read the blog to you. I should just read it.
Yeah, you should. Look, yesterday I did a spot broadcast because I got a email from John Rappaport, his email newsletter, and I thought it was so damned interesting. And I'm like, man, I have this platform right now. Why don't I just go live and read it and just share it out loud for other people? And I'm going to start doing that.
I agree.
Smart. I'm going to do that. World Economic Forum has a newsletter that gives you vision into what these bastards are trying to, they're trying to corrupt us. And I thought, you know, that's pretty cool. I think that would be interesting. And for people where it's not interesting, skip it. No worries, you know. But that then takes it from the written to audio, at least, to where, you know, people like me who just prefer either, you know, like YouTube, I launch YouTubes, and then I put it on my speaker while I'm doing something else. I'm not watching the YouTubes, you know. So I doubt people are watching, you know, our live stream. They're probably just listening to it in the background. I mean, it's not like we have anything visual that's fascinating.
Except if you're showing a document, that's sometimes interesting.
Sure.
Yeah, well, anyway, basically the poll said we have at least 212 toxins in our body at all times. And really, that's what our body's busy trying to get rid of. And if you can't purge it, it isolates it, and it accumulates it for future dispersal. And then I guess eventually gets overwhelmed. We call it cancer. Or, our body, like, I guess my belly, somebody called it and wrote a book about it called Wheat Belly, because the wheat we eat is different now than it was in the 80s.
Wow.
And our bodies don't know what to do with it, so it just parks it somewhere because it knows. Our body, the only thing it can do is break something up and get rid of it. If it can't get rid of it, I think it stores it in fat and isolates it to try and keep it away from the vital organs, because if that toxicity gets into our livers, our hearts, our kidneys, it'll shut them down. So our body is so intelligent that it's doing its best. And time we eat, we are potentially poisoning ourselves, which is very fascinating. So, you know, we get healthy, and then what do? We start eating the regular crap again, and we just poison ourselves. Way to go. Now your body's got to start all over again. Well, I think alcohol is a big one, too, that people think, oh, it's fine, it's legal. But I think it's the same as drinking gasoline.
Oh.
I don't know how you'd end up if you had a glass of gasoline. But the chemical structure is very close.
Well, you know this very well. You know, I have always been, I would classify myself a functional alcoholic over the years, and I'm coming up on a year of not drinking.
Congratulations.
And I tell you what, man, my life is so much more productive. If you would have told me a year ago, because I'm not at a year yet, it would be November 18th was you know, when I quit. If you would have told me before that, I mean, I was so my compulsion to drink was so strong. The very thought of not being able to relax in the evening, which was just a lie. I mean, it wasn't the evening. Shit, I started as soon as I could in the afternoon if I knew I wasn't going to be on any conference calls. But the compulsion is so powerful that if you would have told me a year ago that I wouldn't be drinking a year from then, I would have said, you're out of your freaking mind. I'm never giving that up. That is my safety harbor. I love how I feel. But that's all a lie. So I, you know, have gone through the program, you know, the AA program, and I think, honestly, you know, probably saved my life. And that's not really an exaggeration, because, you know, what I have learned is that those of us who are afflicted with the disease, which means, you know, you just have no off switch. You are.
No, I don't like that word. Yeah, you think it's a disease? As in, can I catch it? No, it's not. It's not contagious.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Whatever it is.
No, but they're trying to label you so they can medicate you for it. I don't know if
no, there's no medication. No, please let me speak to this because I know I'm living it. So whatever they call it, be it a disease or something else, it is a definite affliction that affects a small percentage of people. I think it's probably about 10% of the people out there just have no off switch. So whatever you want to call the maybe it's just a mental illness to where you have no off switch.
Behavioral. Yeah, it's
the
a behavior.
Behavior. But but the compulsion is very, very real. And I'm just telling you that once I started not drinking and just waking up every day and saying, okay, you know, I did good yesterday. Hey, big guy up there, whoever you are, man, here's my commitment to you. You keep me from the first drink and I promise I won't take the second. Sounds kind of funny, but you know, it works. It's that cliche, one day at a time. But I will tell you, man, I feel 1,000% better. And my biggest fear of quitting drinking was, what are all my buddies going to think? What's my boss going to think? What are my clients going to think? They're going to feel like I'm, you know, little Sister Mary at church, is, you know, a tea toddler now, and they're going to be uncomfortable and all of that. But guess what? Nobody gives a shit. And more than that, I've had so many people who have come to me and said, hey man, looks like you beat it. I'm interested. I think I need some help. And I'm like, this is really cool. Because it is life changing when you detox and you aren't poisoning your body on a daily basis. Man, it brings a different level of joy. I would never be having this conversation with you, frankly, if I didn't stop drinking. It would never have been a priority for me to actually, you know, lean into doing something like the fake O-tube with Uncle Odd show, because I just wouldn't. I'd rather drink, you know? So for me, I celebrate it, man. I'm happy to be.
Congratulations. If COVID didn't drive you back to drink, nothing will. So I think you're okay. I think you've made it, because let's be honest, COVID is physical, it's psychological torture, and everyone who had a crutch or has a crutch probably has already grabbed three of those crutches already to try and get through this crap.
Oh, it's amazing.
I see a lot of suffering around me. It's all mental anguish.
Hey, did you see?
People just can't cope.
Did you see? So yesterday I did, if anyone's listening, you know, the John Rappaport newsletter is very, very interesting, and it's like a 30-minute segment. But I'm also President Fauci on Twitter. And so President Fauci, who I know that John Rappaport, I always do funny posts, and I copy him on a lot of those. And he's always responsive. You know, he always, like, he's retweeted several of my things. And so as President Fauci, I forwarded a link to the show going over his new newsletter saying,
yeah,
hey John, this Uncle Odd guy seems to really like you. He's even reviewing your newsletters. Well, he went and listened to it, obviously, and liked it. So he started following Uncle Odd. So that was kind of cool.
Oh, nice.
So I then reached out to him in a DM. And I invited him on the show, so we'll see if he responds. I hope he does.
Oh, he'll come.
He might.
Oh, he'll come on.
Try
and get Tim O'Shea, the Dr. Tim. He's really great. Got to get him. We got to get. I like Tom Cowan. He did a pretty good interview with Valuetainment, which is I didn't know the guy was Iranian. I guess I can understand that now, looking at him, but. Great interview, Tom Cowan.
Tom Cowan?
Yeah, I put it on Faco too. It's Valuetainment is a pretty big YouTube channel with the guy, an Iranian guy who speaks mostly good English. And he had Tom Cowan. Tom Cowan is the one that says, listen, there's something up with the heart. I think he says something like it's not a pump, so I don't quite understand that. And I think that's really marginalized him with some people, because he just was at the end of the thing talking about parts and how they work. And he says stents, for instance, are proven not to do anything. They don't help because the heart is immersed in what he calls, what I thought was interesting. The heart is immersed in what's called a watershed, which is a bath of nutritious blood. So it's not real. Like he said, how could the heart work if your doctor tells you your coronary, three coronary arteries, your heart are 95% blocked? Do you really think that 5% blood can keep you alive? So that makes no sense. So he said it can't be just or all coronary arteries that keep the heart beating. It's this whole watershed, which it bathes in, that the heart grabs electricity, it grabs the oxygen required to pump. So I thought, wow, that's really
interesting.
Anyway, well, I don't quite understand it.
My best friend's brother-in-law just had a 14-hour heart surgery that was, he's such a good guy too. He has struggled through his entire young life. You know, he's probably 40, maybe 45 max. And it's just, he's had stents, he's had open heart surgery, but well, this was the one that was like the quadruple bypass with just a crazy, crazy heart surgery. So it's like, you know, this Cowan, I don't know if he's a heart surgeon or not, but it does seem like they have a pretty good handle on how to save people's lives. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I think there is something to the valves. I mean, my mom had hers replaced, and it
was
locked.
Well, that's different from what I was saying, though. I agree.
Or not valves.
I'm
talking about the arteries.
Yeah, well, I don't know, but he didn't really explain it too much because that really wasn't what the interview was about. The interviewer trying to dumb down the message. He even said that, just talk to me like I'm sick.
Sure.
But it was a pretty good interview. Tom Cowan, I liked his whole explanation about how we get sick. I think he said there's four things that cause our body to try and detox. One of them is injury. One of them is starvation, which is malnutrition. Number three is poisons, chemical poisons, the 212 toxins known to be in our body. And the fourth is basically could be categorized as emotional stress, just the mental aspect of pushing our health down. So if we're stressed, as in COVID, I think everyone is stressed.
That.
So that releases a lot of fight or flight.
My wife.
Cortisol in our body, so all our organs are on high alert, which they can't stay on high alert.
My wife, if anything goes emotional, it's like she like immediately gets sick the next day. It's crazy. It is so crazy. It's like I'm like, you were so psychosomatic. And she's like, I know. It's just that things can't escalate, like, especially confrontation. I make her sick because I don't back down on stuff when she's with me, and it just causes her, what doesn't cause me stress at all. It's this phantom stress. It causes her. And, so we've just kind of agreed to agree whenever we know that I'm going to be in any kind of situation like that, especially related to this mask and stuff, that we just go our separate ways and we meet up else, you know, later. Because she'll just get sick, but that's exactly what you're saying. That's one of the four. I mean, emotional.
Those are the four ways we get sick, according to him.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
So have you reached out to Tim Osmond? I'd really love to have him on the show.
No, I haven't reached out to anyone. I'm trying to fix my network at home and it was screwing me up. And I actually I listened to the big virus hoax, Brian and Mike.
Yep.
They had Amanda and Tom Barnett. And Mike even let them talk for about 5 minutes. So it was fascinating.
That's progress.
Mike, he won't shut up. Great, but man, if you have guests, you got to shut up.
Yeah, so this- speaking...
Hey, brother man.
Hey, what's happening, Oddball?
I'm just heading to the gym, gonna try to see if I can find some guns.
Pumping iron?
Yeah, I'm on my way. I'm yeah, gonna get you a good workout in this afternoon.
That girl, that's a real picture of a real girl that you took?
No, dude, I was fucking with you.
I'd be joining that gym tomorrow. That was a very good picture. What's that picture doing on your phone?
Oh, I just Googled hot chick in gym to find a picture to send to you.
Oh, you are a crafty bugger. But is there anybody in your gym that looks like that?
No, I've never witnessed one. No. Not with that pose.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
But, you know, you're driving around, and I figured sometimes Zab must get kind of sleepy.
You got me.
So I'm like, okay, let me sit in
the... You got me. Yeah, I was just going nuts for 5 minutes thinking, wow.
Good. Thanks. Go ahead.
You faked me out.
Well,
in reality, you got an old grandmother to video you, didn't you?
No, it was this black girl and her boyfriend. They were pumping iron, and she was videotaping him. And I thought, okay, I don't think she would mind. So, yeah, I didn't ask for her audio support, but I appreciated it. It killed me at the end.
No, that was good. Did you do more reps because of her, or would you have stopped much earlier had you not had a hot chick videoing you?
No, I could have gotten all the reps. Matter of fact, when people spot me now, I'm starting to say, like, I will get eight. Just, you know, give me until then. Until the very end of that. Because what happens is I'll be like 1, 2, 3, 4. Come on, you can do it. And then that breaks my attention, you know? And then I'm like, fuck. And I get
I think.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it.
That's okay. So, sorry my connection was shitty. I was,
terrible.
I was going to share with you the story, but then I uploaded it on Uncle Odd, so you can see it instead.
It's already at Uncle Odd?
Yep. I uploaded it before I headed to the gym.
Okay.
And Globebusters, Brian Stavely sent Globebusters over, and I sent him an email or an invite to come on the show. I like those guys and him and... I'm always interested in that content.
Which one is that? All of them? Who are the Globebusters now? I don't even know.
I'm not sure. I just I quickly went to it and I listened to the voice. I didn't see any visuals, but I could, you know how when you listen to so many podcasts, you can tell people by their voice.
Oh
and
yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm like you're indistinguishable. I could not listen to you for 10 years and then hear you and I'm like, that's Ab, you know, without you even saying who you are. I could just hear how handsome you are through the audio airwaves.
Oh, you're saying my voice is unique?
Oh, it's very sexy, yeah.
Oh yeah, it sure it is. But you're telling I am distinguishable or indistinguishable?
You have a very distinguishable voice.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
It's that solid radio voice, professional voice with a hint of Canadian, which makes sense because I think you are.
Yeah. No, you're right. Okay. nobody likes their own voice. I don't really like mine, especially when I don't hear it rattling through my head. When I hear it through a speaker, it's a lot different. As is everybody.
Yeah,
as is everyone.
Yeah, I agree. I know. We sound weird to ourselves.
It's too bad that you didn't... Mistum was on the broadcast later. Yeah, you were trying to get through, but your internet was pretty bad. We could not really hear you at all.
It was just my cellular service was shit where I
yeah,
was.
Yeah, you were in a bad cell. But she's really very good at 9/11. So we're going to have an audio.
Excellent.
She actually has some questions for Marcus and Simon. And by the way, I emailed Simon. He hasn't responded, so he's lost in his world, I guess.
Okay,
I don't know why. He's not good at responding.
That's all right.
He's not really that good about it.
That's probably
Which
why.
Is too bad because he is trying to he's trying to remap the solar system. That's a big job.
Yeah, I'll say. I totally don't understand what that initiative is all about. It kind of is so big it breaks my brain, but I'd love to know, you know. So, yeah, hopefully we can have
Well, I'm in the same boat. But you know what it tells me? It tells me that nobody is working on the problem except him. And we all think, oh, there's a guy, there's 10 guys, there's a whole university working on this. Now, I think that's not true.
Right.
I don't think anyone's doing it. Just like we think, oh, someone is going to get us out of this mess. No, I don't think anyone is.
Oh, I agree, man.
Sorry.
I had somebody come on to do a drive-by and take a shit in the comments on my video that I just uploaded so quickly. It's somebody who has, like, 1.5. There you go.
Somebody to drive by in the comments. Do you moderate your comments?
Well, no. You know what? After I'm uploading or whatever, I get notified when people comment. And I try, like with Zammy, I think I have such a sticky following with Zammy Pop because I try to be honorable and respond back to people who provide any kind of inquiry. So I always try to be conscious of that, and if people are good enough to post a comment and I have time, I try to respond or at least like their comments. Or in this case, the guy basically it was to a Karen video where I was like, so anyway, he accused me of lying about being disabled, like almost a, how dare you use a disability card for a mask exemption. Like I'm lying. I'm like, dude, I am disabled legitimately, you know? And then he said, you know, you're spending time on this stupid stuff when there are so many other conspiracies to investigate.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. So like, people taking over the world.
First of all,
one mask at a time.
I give to you.
What?
Yeah, that's kind of important, isn't it?
Yeah.
That might be an important one. Yeah. You know what? It's better you solve the JFK mystery. Can you work on that, please,
yeah,
and call us in 20 years when you don't find out anything?
Precisely.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I agree. Totally. Well, just be wary that you might be arguing with the military and the sock puppet account, so don't waste too much time.
No, I don't. And, you know, I was really tempted to just say fuck it and ban him. And I'm like, yeah, you know, he wasn't vitriolic. I'll save that for Johnny Clues if he ever comes in, you know. But yeah, look.
Dave J is your best friend. Dave J will come get you.
Oh, I already blocked Dave J. Dave J cannot comment or engage with my account at all. No way ever.
Yeah.
Unlike you. I do not forgive after a week of time out. Fuck him. You know, he is such a big...
No, I agree.
Such a nasty person, and...
No, the mods at Discord I've banned Dave J. He's now off the channel.
Oh, good. That's good. He adds nothing.
I thought you'd like that.
He adds nothing. Well, he's earned it. I mean, he's earned it because all he does is wait like a pouncing tiger to just attack people. And it's just, he sucks the energy out of the room, and it's just not good, man. I had a woman comment. She was from, I don't know whether she's from Brazil or somewhere, but very, very sweet woman who was saying that it was in response to my post of the Florida governor lifting the exemption and opening up the restaurants. And she said, maybe this is way bigger than my mind can think about, but I appreciate her thought. She's like, maybe it's what you guys are doing that's just trying to do good in fighting this fight that has somehow changed the matrix. And I'm like, well, if that was all it took was me to open my big mouth and start talking, I wish I would have launched the show in April.
Exactly. But you didn't know in April what you'd be doing, what would be happening in September, though, did you?
No, it was, hey, man, let's just flatten the curve. 2 weeks. I think the notion was certainly by Easter, this was going to be here and gone, open up the churches and celebrate. Remember that?
Now what do you think?
I think that people are getting coronavirus fatigue. And so I think that it is going to be harder and harder for the controllers to get anyone to take it seriously. Now, I don't discount that there are the majority of the people, like the super majority, who are absolutely asleep, and they're just zombies out there. You know, I witnessed them today. They shouldn't be wearing their masks, but yet every fucking person is. And so I witnessed that. But I think there are going to be those who are on the fence that are just going to be, that's the toothpaste in the tube that I think is going to be squeezed out to where it's going to be next to impossible to get them back in without it being like almost an Australian Victoria lockdown, you know? Because the truth is coming out. The truth will set you free, but first it pisses you off, right? I'm hoping a lot of people are starting to get pissed off. What do you think?
Okay. I don't think it's going to end anytime soon.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I know that every jurisdiction is different, and I want to know if Florida is just following another script. We still haven't seen how Sweden is really going to play out, because Sweden is not an island in this world. So the fact that they've been allowed to carry on as per normal, to me, is part of the script. So the second chapter has not been revealed yet for Sweden. I think they're going to go to jail for a year. They'll be in jail in a year. You watch. They'll be locked up tighter than a drum. That's, to me, if I was doing this, that's what I would do. I'd let a few go just to show the world that this is what might happen, and then they'll lock them up so tight they won't even know where their front door is. That's my thought. This is very tightly scripted. Florida, you got so many old people down there. I don't know if Florida normally has. You must have one of the highest death rates in the world, in the nation, just because it attracts old people, period. So, you know, even if I'm from Michigan, if I'm down in Florida half the year, there's a higher chance I'll die in Florida just as easily as I would in Michigan. But if I am down there and if there's 2-1 old to new young people in Florida, your numbers are always going to be high. Period. I don't know.
That's not where they're driving up off of. Those numbers are never going to be great enough for them to be able to prove their little faux-demic. It's all on made-up cases, which is based upon made-up testing. Right. And it's the only place you catch the virus is on TV. If they say the cases have gone up in people's minds, the cases have gone up and we should be fearful. We should lock down. Oh no, we're in Florida. We have lots of old people. I'm an asymptomatic carrier. How many people did I murder today because I don't know that I'm carrying this virus, and because I'm not wearing a mask, I'm probably exhaling death, and you know, that's never going to show up in the stats. It's all bullshit. People just have, I mean, bottom line is, you can't catch a virus, .com. Fuck. That's it. You know?
Yeah, so it is. It is the bottom line.
The sooner we can educate people. Well, right now, you know, I'm going to be an animal on this because I have on my phone a screenshot. Florida Governor DeSantis lifts major restrictions on restaurants, other businesses, in a push to boost the economy. Now, that last part is what the mainstream narrative is wanting to focus on. They're going to say he's doing it. He's abusing his office because he wants to boost the economy to help Trump get elected. That's the angle here.
Yeah.
That's the angle. They aren't going to report it any other way, so people are going to still be fearful. They're going to, and it's going to instill more hate for him and Donald Trump because they're going to say, these bastards, they are putting our lives at risk just to get elected. These phony bastards. That's the play.
That's right.
But I'm still going to show it to people when I go into the gym. Now when I see these little dumbasses, I'm going to walk up and I'm going to show it to them and say, did you see this? You don't have to wear your mask. If you choose to wear your mask, well, let me encourage you to, you ever heard of Uncle Odd?
Is DeSantis running for governor?
He is governor. I mean, he's not up for election this year.
Oh, he's not up? Okay.
No, I think he has 4 more years after this year.
Thank God.
He's a good...
Governors are every 4 years like the president, but he's on the alternate 2 years.
Right? I'm sorry, you're right. The alternate 2 years. You're right.
Absolutely. Okay, so he's in the middle of his term. Okay, that's good. They would spin it that he's doing it for Trump. Okay, not for himself.
Totally for Trump. Yep.
Okay, well, yep. I can't wait to see how this plays out. What did he say about masks exactly?
He's just saying he's lifting the restrictions on them, and what was cited in the original release was that people can no longer get fined for not wearing a mask. So that gives a little weasel room for these, you know, establishments to say, well, no, it just means that you can't, you're still supposed to wear a mask. It's just that you're not going to get fined. So I don't know. That's really interesting. I'm going to start going into PetSmart right now. Before I go to the gym, and I'm going to not wear my lanyard at all. I'm just going to walk in, and now my phone is going to be my witness. I'm going to pull it up and say, no, I don't have to wear a mask.
Are you just going to walk in with your phone on?
I'll walk in with my phone to this image screenshot that I took yesterday, 17 hours ago.
I think you should get a harness for a second phone and just put it around your chest and leave it on wherever you go when you go into a store. Yeah, just leave it on. You're not holding it in their face, because I think that's ignorant, holding a phone in someone's face. I got shot yesterday, did I tell you?
No.
I walked in the front door. Or walked in the back door, shipping door. The guy said, yelled at me, wear a mask. And then the door was blocked. You could only walk 1 foot in the door before you hit a rope. Next thing I know, the guy comes charging at me with the thermometer aimed right at my head, like a gun. And I said, don't do that.
Jesus.
I said, you're not taking my temperature. I'm not here to stay, believe me. Just give me my stuff and let me out of here. And so he called another guy. He said, here we go. So another guy comes charging me with the thing. A taller, bigger guy comes charging at me. And, like, he's aiming it right at my forehead like he's going to shoot me in the head. It was the most ignorant approach, not can I take your temperature. I said, no, you're not doing that. I'll wait outside. You can come get me. You can come take my order outside.
Hey, yeah, look, Ed, you know, the right way to do that, if you were them, is to say, hey, man, I hate even asking. This is part of my job. I'll get in trouble if I don't. Would you mind if I just took your temperature?
Yeah, exactly.
And then that's at least, yeah, you don't basically this, whoever this is, you know, they have a small penis and they've never had any power in their lives. And this is their opportunity to, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Feel like Sheriff Barney or Deputy Barney.
It was so, it caught me so off guard though. I understand the math. I'm always ready for that stupidity. But the aiming a gun right at your forehead, charging at you.
No, it's
okay,
strange.
I know. Yeah, it's just amazing. Amazing ignorance. I was stunned.
And how stupid, Ab. You're delivering packages, and I presume, I don't know how heavy they are, but maybe there's somebody who's delivering heavy packages, and you know what? You work up kind of a sweat. So what if that does, you know, say it's 100 degrees, 100.4, or whatever the hell the basis is. Then what do? Ask your name, put you on a contact tracing list? It's ridiculous. Jesus.
Oh, so stupid. So it's just these are the daily wars that we're just going to keep fighting. No, it's not going to end. Like I said, I can't wait to see what's going to happen in Florida. I really don't know what the play is. The guys could just simulate the numbers off the charts next week. And then what's the governor supposed to do?
Oh, that's probably a likely scenario, is they'll just, you know, this lidemic is going to be, it's a lidemic whenever you refer to cases. Because, or a case-demic. I mean, we just got to take the language back. What do you mean it's a pandemic? It's a case-demic. There is no pandemic. I mean...
Yeah. When did they transition to case-demic, by the way? What day was that? I don't remember getting the bulletin that we're now just tracking cases. When did we do that? What day was that?
Well, I remember back when I was at Universal Studios, I had that crazy affair, that event. I remember back then, I'm like, they've just made a pivot. They've stopped talking about deaths, and they're now talking about cases, which they can entirely make up, pull it out of their ass, and, you know, do their gematria dance. But man, people are just, I don't know, man.
They're ready to be led. You know what else changed this week? It went from COVID lockdown to climate lockdown. That's starting to be introduced into the narrative now. So now we're pivoting to a climate lockdown. No. That's, you watch for it. Because they're just saying, listen, look, we've had 6 months. You can see we've cleaned up the environment. Everything is working much better. The planet's breathing better. We need to just keep doing this now to heal the planet. So we're going to go to a climate lockdown. So it's already
that's
sort
scary
of a,
shit.
Yeah. Because they know people are okay with it. So they're literally pivoting away from this virus, which they're not going to say it went away. They're going to say it's always there, but they're changing the narrative to do a little bit of an equation between the two. So you just, it's a smooth transition in their mind. So watch it. Just watch for it.
These evil bastards are so calculating. It is phenomenal. They have been working on this so long. I mean, think about it. They were in a room saying, okay, there's going to be a point to where there's going to become boogie virus fatigue. That's when we pivot over to climate lockdowns because we can, we can stop spraying the air and we can prove to people how clean it is and blue up there. And man, oh man, imagine when people start going out and about, all of a sudden that pollution comes back. This is what we need to do to save the, wow, man, we got to do this notice of liability stuff aggressively and fast. That's going to be my focus over the next 2 weeks. I'm going to get those letters out, man. I want to put these people on notice aggressively.
Yes. Oh yeah.
All right, buddy. I gotta love you and leave you. I gotta get, or I'll never work out.
Yeah, and Timmy is, I copied you on his email. Give him a shot.
Yeah, sorry.
No problem.
I missed that. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, it's okay. Right, cool, man.
See ya.
Okay, bye.